Random acts
of rudeness. It sounded like that was planned, it wasn't. I've had plenty of experience, but we're talking about rudeness now, so let's stick to that. Where people who really just manage not to remember any manners,
they blurt whatsoever. Out.
And today we want your view on this, whether they were rude.
Or whether we are sensitive.
Well, I don't think we're sensitive.
How I don't think you were.
I will cry forever for that remark. We're sitting at a table at Simmers & Baker's in Hitchin in Hertfordshire, and we just finished munching on a crusty roll each.
Yeah, I'm a...
We were there with a friend, Sajid.
Yeah.
We're sitting there, this woman goes, how much longer are you going to be there?
Literally.
Excuse us?
You wouldn't even think, oh my God, someone's...
You're going to be here very long, because I could do with your seats.
With your chair.
And I just
sat there and my mouth went to the floor. I was like...
Your gob was smacked.
Yeah.
And we got
up. I kind of turned around and just looked in total shock.
She said, "What up, King Liberty?" No, you didn't say that.
No, I didn't. I just turned round, goodness.
So anyway, so yeah, go on, you can have our seats, whatever. So we all got up and unfolded white sticks and walked off.
Yeah.
So, your random acts of rudeness, and how do you deal with them?
Yeah, how would you have dealt with that? Would you have said, would you have whacked them with a white stick? So, you're going to be waiting a long time because we're just,
Should we have just dribbled and said we're special? I might have dribbled a bit, but that was accidental.
No, seriously, what's your views? What would you have said? Would you have just said, we are actually sitting here, we are, in a right to carry on drinking and enjoying the sunshine and everything else? Or
I was more or less ready to shift on anyway.
Yeah.
I was more or less ready to shift on, so
yeah,
I was
quite happy. That's my point, is it? Anyway, what would you have done at Audioboo?